KI4 DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4 DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this is 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed operate on the frequency. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. Now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagCue portion. This being Wednesday night, the RagCue portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the RagCue. Let's start the roll call with any EchoLink stations we got tonight. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, this is Whiskey November 4 Victor, WN4V. John over here in Manatee County, Florida, South Florida. I'm negative and negative. And good evening, Gary, WN4V.
Yeah, KF4DOS, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra, Jim, up by Kenosha, Wisconsin. Be negative and negative. Need to say hi to Fletch and Warren both tonight.
KF4DOS. Good evening to you, Gary. Please check in. Kilo 4, Yankee, November Golf, K4YNG, Fletch, and Easley. And the kindest regards to Jim out there on the road.
K4DOS. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC, Warren and Taylors. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, everyone on the net.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Had some early check-ins. We'll grab those first. Like to say good evening to W4FCM. That's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride, and 4IEI, Miss Isla. They're up there at Traveler's Rest. And KJ4HYC, Mr. Shane, he's over at 6 Mile. And KM4RGX, Mr. Carroll, he's over in Greenville. And then via Echo Link, we have WN4V, Mr. John, down there in Manatee County, Brayton, Florida, South Florida. K4YNG, my neighbor Fletch, over here in Easley. And N4HHC, Mr. Warren, he's over at Taylor's. And KW4TS, Mr. Jim, up there in Kenosha, Wisconsin, something like that. Appreciate all you fun being with us tonight. Hope each and every one are staying safe and staying well. Jim, you be careful out there on the road. Have a safe trip. Look forward to seeing you when you get back here. Let's go up to the alphabet now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. November 4, Mike. November. This is Marty, and everyone have a good evening.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar. November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Please say hello to Miss Joy. Please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie. This is Matt, Western Greenville County. Just check me in and out, sir. 7-3 to you and everyone on the net.
Hi, 4DOS. Check in K4OSH. K Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. Hat in Malden. No traffic. No comment. Thank you, sir.
4 DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo 4 Oscar India Mike. Walden Inman. I'll be negative, but listening.
KI-4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4MNN. Mr. Marty. Marty, where are you located?
Please, Lynn. I'll be in and out. Good evening.
Appreciate you being with us. Also like to say good evening to KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband, Rick, KK4DMW. And their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there at Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And Lorena, you almost made it. But I did enjoy the little giggle there at the end. Y'all take care. Stay safe and stay well. And WG4MC, Mr. Matt, across the creek, neighbor of mine over here in western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. And K4OSH, Mr. Pat, he's down in Malden. Appreciate you being here, Pat. And K4OIM, Mr. Walt, he's up there in Hinman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. Hope all you fine folks are staying well and safe. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS. Hey, Jerry. Check in WB4MOU. Ron and Pickens. And we'll be in and out.
I'd like to say good evening to WB4MOU. Mr. Ron over there in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ron. Hope you're staying safe and well. Let's move on up to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
West. Foxtrot 4, Romeo Victor Hotel. My name is KD. I live in Berea with no traffic and no round table.
4DOS. Kilo Victor 4, Romeo Victor. KV4RV, Ross and Taylor's. I will be negative and negative. Good evening to you, Gary. And hello to everybody listening.
KI-4DOS. Please check in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John and Inman, no comment, no traffic.
OS. Please check in KD2RKN, Kilo Delta 2, Romeo Kilo November, Jason in Williamston. No traffic, no comments. I did the pre-check-in, but I guess I did it right after you pulled your list. I just want to make sure I don't get counted in the logs twice tonight.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KF4RVH, Mr. JD over there in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, JD. Sounding good there, young man. And KV4RV, Mr. Ross over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ross. And KN4RJN, Mr. John up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. And KD2RKN, Mr. Jason down there in Williamson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jason. And Jason, I did not... I don't have a split screen here, so I don't know how many more, if anybody else has checked in, early check-ins, but we got you on the list. Thanks for coming in and doing it over RF. Hope all you fine folks are staying well and staying safe. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
WS4S, Whiskey, Foxtrot, 4 Sierra. My name is Steven. I'm in Wahala. I'll be negative to negative.
4DOS, please check in Harry and Taylor's, Kilo Echo 6, Tango Charlie Golf.
Check in Bob, K4RHF, Kilo 4 Romeo Hotel, Foxtrot. I'm at Taylor's, same place I was last week. And don't don't have any round table, but I wanted to get a message. I don't know how you do the traffic thing. I've never done a traffic before, but I would like to get a just a short message to Johnny, WD4DYH, Whiskey Delta 4, Delta Yankee Hotel, and just send him a quick message and say, please send me that email list. And that's all I got tonight. Thanks for hosting the net, and y'all have a good one.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WF4S, Mr. Stephen, down there in Wallala. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. And KE6TCG, Mr. Harry, he's over at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. And K4RHF, Mr. Bob, he's over in Taylor's. Bob spells his name little B-O, big B, just to be different. And Bob, if you want to give me a message number, I'll see if I can get a radiogram and fill it out and get it ready to get to Johnny if he checks in. If not, I can give him a call in a little bit.
I've never done this before, so we can call this message number one. And also, sorry, I mixed up yours and Johnny's email a couple minutes ago. I know yours is KI4DOS, and I just got them mixed up. Anyway, thanks very much, and y'all have a good one. I'll get it in a minute. K4RHF, we'll see you.
Bob, and that message was just to send you the email list.
I talked about it the other day, but I don't have his email address right on me right here. So if he could shoot that to me, that'd be great.
We got it down, and if Johnny checks in, I'll give it to him that way. If he does not, I'll call him on the phone and get that message to him. And I appreciate you putting a piece of traffic across the net tonight. We do appreciate it. Alrighty, let's see here. Let's go up to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KE4ZHF. Mr. Keith up there in Columbus. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. You're kind of breaking in and out, but we got you on the log. Appreciate you being with us and hope you're staying safe and well. Additional stations, Uniform Through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the Alpha Through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David and Inman. Be negative, negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
Please check in. W4AKG. AK, your neighbor in easily. Negative and negative.
KI4DOS. Please check in. Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW. Dave and Greer. Negative and negative, and I can pass you the pre-check-in list if you need me to, Gary.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4AOW, Mr. Dave. David up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. And W4AKG, that's my neighbor AK over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, AK. Tell Miss Teresa we said hello. And W4DJW, Mr. Dave over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. And you tell Amy we said hello. And Dave, I got Fred, Isla, Shane over at 6 Mile, and Carol over in Greenville. That's the only four that's on my list. What else you got?
There was one more that added late. Now, sometimes they do that. KD2RKN. Kilo Delta 2, Romeo Kilo November, and that is Jason in Williamson, South Carolina. And tell Miss Joy we said hello to Gary. You guys be careful. Take care.
I will relay your message to Joy. And Jason came in and checked in via RF. He said that I had already started. They signed in on the early check-in list. So we already got him, so we're up to date. We're in good shape. But thanks for the relay there, Dave. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On up to the Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. Harry and Candler are negative, negative tonight, Gary. Hope you find somebody else. I'm lonesome.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KC4EZN. Lonely Mr. Harry up there in Candler, North Carolina. Harry, I guess since they opened things up a little bit, folks are going out to eat and going to church and this sort of thing on Wednesday nights. So maybe that's where the folks are, but hopefully they'll come on back in a little bit later. Additional stations, Echo through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. I don't quite fit in that group, but I got to get in and out because I got another net to call. Please check in Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, W2T Rusty. Home and more, no traffic, no comments tonight.
Good evening, sir. If you would, please check in KM4GZT. David Easley via crossband repeat on the handy talkie. Again, phonetically, Kilo, Mike 4, Golf, Zulu Golf. David in Easley via crossband, and I'll be in and out tonight. Thank you.
4DOS. Kilo 4, Golf Alpha Tango, K4GAT, Mike in Simpsonville. No traffic, no comments.
KI4DOS. Please check in WB4 Fox Echo Echo Dan of Northern Simpsonville. I believe I must have missed my group there, Gary. Good evening to you and everybody on the net. Just check me in and out, please.
KOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in Gene and Robbie. KJ4HIG. And please check in Robbie ROBVIE, KJ4KOX. We're downtown Greenville, no traffic, no comments.
And Wendy in Simpsonville, KN4HTP, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. And I'll be negative and negative. Please also my husband Mark, W2MJB. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. And he'll be negative and negative also. Thank you for calling the net, Gary.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Harry sounds like he woke up. But we'd like to say good evening to WU2T. Mr. Rusty, he's a little bit out of turn, but that's not a problem. We're just happy to have him. Rusty, go call your net in a little bit. Appreciate you being with us. And KM4GZG, Mr. David, neighbor of mine over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. And K4GAT, Mr. Mike, he's down in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being here, Mike. And WB4FEE, Mr. Dan, down in Northern Simpsonville. Dan, you're right there where you're supposed to be. You're in the right group there, young man. Tell Miss Joan we said hello. Appreciate y'all being with us. And KJ4HIA, that's Mr. Gene and his sweet bride. KJ4KOX, Miss Robbie. They're over there in Greenville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Gene. Tell Robbie we said hello. And KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy and her husband Mark. W2MJB. They're down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Wendy. Tell Mark we said hello. And I hope all you fine folks stay well and stay safe. Thanks for being with us tonight. Let's move on up to the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. Hello, Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar,
And I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative 73 for each one of you.
L.S.? Hope you and Miss Joy are doing well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Miss Joy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
4, DOF. Gary, please check in Joe, Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet Delta in Greer. I will be in and out this evening.
For DOS, please check in Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo, John up at Parrish Mountain. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for hosting the net. 73 to everyone.
DOS, India 4, Lima Zulu India, JI4LZI on HT. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round tape.
For DOS. Please say hello to Joy for us, okay? And check in, Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO, Mr. James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid. He's a little further north up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being here, Sid. Hope you're doing well. And KK4JD, Mr. Joe, he's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight. And KE4JRK, Mr. John, over there at Parrish Mountain. Appreciate you being with us, John. And KI4LZI, Mr. Andy, up there on the HT at Table Rock. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Andy. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK, Miss Donna. They're over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And K3JOY, that's my sweet little bride, Joy. And she's in the other room reading a book and watching TV. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. DOS, please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie. Name is Juan. No traffic, no comment. They're listening. 73.
Good evening. To WA4KC. That's my buddy Juan over there in Greenville. And folks, I didn't say it at the end of the last group, but I hope each and every one of you fine folks are staying well and staying safe. Juan, tell Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello from this end. Let's see here. Let's try. Did I try India through Lima again the second time? And we'll open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Check in Kilo X-ray 4, uniform, uniform. Name is Wayne. We're in Boiling Springs, North Carolina.
For DOS. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
For DOS. Please check in Kilo 4 Victor, Kilo November, K4VKN. This is Alan in Piedmont. And we're negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net tonight.
For DOS. In Kilo, November 4, Sierra Mike Kilo. Doug in Tacoma, Georgia. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks, Gary.
We're DOS. In Whiskey, November 4, Sierra. Chris in Greenville. No table, no chew. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to KX4UU. Mr. Wayne up there at Boiling Springs, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Wayne. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy. He's down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. And K4VKN, Mr. Allen. He's down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Allen. And KN4SMK. That's Mr. Doug down there in Tocoa, Georgia. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Doug. And WN4S, Mr. Chris. He's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope all of you fine folks are staying well and safe. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Got most everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS. And now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all those folks checking in with us tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS, this is KX4 Uniform Uniform. Just looking for some sections of Rhone 25 Tower. If anybody has any, we're looking for some and hope to find some for too long. KX4 UU with US-1.
I got you. Are looking for some Rhone 25 Tower sections. How many sections are you looking for?
About four, or if I had to get a complete tower, that would be fine, too.
How can the folks get in touch with you there, Wayne?
477-0396.
4-4-4-7-7-0-3-9-6, correct?
QSL, that's correct, Gary.
We got it down. We'll run this for a few weeks. When you find this Rhone 25 that you're looking for, if you'll let me know, I can take that back off my book, keep my book straight over on this end. But we do appreciate it. And does anyone need any fields on this Rhone 25 that Wayne is looking for? Wayne, we'll run this for a few weeks, like I said. When you find this tower, if you don't mind, let me know. That way we can keep it, my book straight on this end. Anyone else, anything else they would like to add or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS.
DOS, W4TWX.
Evening to W4TWX, Mr. Jack. Jack, hadn't heard you in a while. Hope you're doing well. What can we do for you, young man?
Last time I saw you, I think, was at Greenwood. I told you I had a big list of stuff, and I do have. If you don't mind, I'd just give you a couple, three or four items here tonight to put on the net. But I would also, if I can, maybe take you up a big long list or anything, maybe something for later. Would, how about that? Just maybe three or four items here tonight.
And we'll take those tonight. And if you want to copy my email address down, if you don't have it, you can shoot me an email with anything you want to put on there, and we'll do it that way.
Okay. I don't have email. Can I text it to you?
Yeah, you can text it to me.
I'll need a phone number then. You don't want to give it to me over the radio, do you?
With that, everybody's got my phone number, I think, Jack. It's 864-567-1101.
I got it. 864-567-1101. Okay, I'll text some stuff up to you there, but if I may now, can I go ahead and put two or three items out here?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Well, Gary, I have got so much stuff that I need to move out, and that's what I'm going to text up to you. I'm going to just give you a little bit of idea. I think I've probably got about 1,000 crystals. If anybody remembers when we used to use crystals, going receivers, transceivers and stuff, I probably got 1,000 radio tubes. And there ain't no way that I'm going to go through all them crystals just to find somebody a particular crystal. They can do that themselves. But I've got all of that stuff. But first of all here, let me let this reset. Got some old AM equipment here in a couple of 19-inch racks. And if I could, let's see, I got one rack's got a Collins receiver. What is that, a 380, 388 Collins receiver? I think that's what that is. Got an exciter. It's called a Technical Material Corporation exciter. And I've got another Collins receiver, 380. Oh, I got one rack. That's what it's got, two Collins receivers in it. And that Technical Material Corporation, that's an exciter. Okay, that's what's in one rack. Another rack has a phase monitor in it, has a frequency wave meter, has a Hamelin SP600, has a receiver made for the U.S. Army. It's a BC6339 Alpha. Has a Tech Material power supply. It's a model number 81397. Has a rectifier RA42-B. And has a transmitter. It looks to be some kind of homemade transmitter. Doesn't have a name on it. Anyway, I would like to sell that stuff to somebody because I'm moving stuff around, and I'd sure like to sell that to somebody. Let me let it set up. I'm going to give you a couple more items. I've got an Icon transceiver. I bought it from an estate that had never even been used. It's an Icon 746 Pro. And has a matching speaker with it, and a hand mic that goes with it. That thing is beautiful. I don't know. The matching speaker radio and all, I think probably somewhere around $650, $700. And I have a Drake MN2000 antenna tuner, $225. I have a Marathon AL811H amplifier. Just like new, man, that thing's beautiful. It works great. $700. Got a Collins 30L1 amplifier. This is my old original Collins 30L1. It's a wing emblem on it. And I'm asking $700 for that. Then I've got this CB amplifier. I got it in the States somewhere. But it's beautiful. Man, that thing's chrome. And it's 10 through 40 meters. Got a chrome case and has a matching power supply with it. And I don't know what to ask for that thing. What, about $250, $300, something like that. But that's all I'm going to give you for tonight. And you probably, if you need to ask me a repeat on any of it, hope I didn't go too fast for you, Gary. W4TWX.
If you went just a little bit quicker, my pencil would write. We got most of it. You have in a rack. You have two Collins 388 receivers. You have a technical material exciter. You have a phase monitor. And the Hamerlin, I didn't get the number on that Hamerlin. I think you said it was a Hamerlin.
Yes, it's a Hamerlin SP600.
What do you want for that?
Gosh, I don't know. I do not have any idea at all, Gary, what to ask for any of that stuff. I just like somebody to come look at it and make me an offer.
Down that way. The next item you have was a ICOM 746 Pro transceiver with a matching speaker and a hand mic. And what you want for it?
$700.
And then you had a Drake, and I missed the model number on it, and the price.
Very good. That is a Drake MN2000. That's the big heavy-duty tuner. It's the MN2000 Nashkin $2.25 for that. $225 for that.
Put that one down, and then you had an Ameritron AL811H amplifier. You wanted $700 for it, correct?
Yes, correct.
Collins 30L1 with a wing emblem on it. I think you said that's what it was. For $700.
Yes, that's correct. $700.
Our last item, it was a CB amplifier, works 10 through 40 meters with a matching power supply. And you said you wanted about $300 for it, correct?
Yes, I'd be happy to get $300 for it.
Got all that down. How can the folks get in touch with you there, Jack?
I appreciate you doing this so much, Gary, taking time out with me. My phone number is 864-650-1135. That's the best and only way to get in touch with me, 864-650-1135. Over.
I got it, 864-650-1135. And, Zach, you can text me all the other stuff that you want me to put on here. That won't be a problem, and I'll get it off my phone and go ahead and write it down in the book that way. And while I got you, have you talked to our buddy David, W4KA, lately?
I have not talked with David since the passing away of his daughter. I need to get in touch with him. I'm sorry to say that I have not heard anything from him.
Spoke with you there, buddy. I hadn't called him, and the only thing I've heard from him is we sent him a card, and they sent us a card back when Kelly Joe passed. I guess I'm in the same boat with you right there. I'm lacking a little bit. But anyway, appreciate it there, Jack. Let me see if anyone needs any fields on any of this stuff you've already listed. Does anyone need any fields?
Nothing else, Gary. You don't have to list any of this, but I just wanted to announce it here. I have got a couple of garages full of stuff. I mean, I've got stuff. I've got 1, 2, 3 outbuildings full of stuff. Good stuff. I've got a big, big barn. I have antennas. I have towers. I have too much stuff to list. I'm going to text you some of it. But if anybody wanted to call me, come look at some of this stuff. I mean, just take a tour. I've got buildings and barns and stuff everywhere. And I'm like the man in the Bible. I need to build me some bigger barns.
Well, I'll have to give you a call right up there. Just take a tour one of these days soon.
I'd be thrilled to death to have you, Gary. Sure would. And, let you see everything and say, let you see some stuff. You know, ain't talking about junk. We're talking about stuff.
Hey, man, we'll do that here soon.
Okay. Thank you, Gary. Thank you much.
Let's see if we have any additional check-ins. I can't even say that word tonight. Additional check-ins before we start the reading of the SwapNet book. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Sierra Uniform Golf K4SUG Ray Travers says no traffic. Good evening, Gary.
KC4W, Bill and Anderson. Good evening, Gary, and all on the net. No traffic, no Ranto.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4SUG, Mr. Ray, up there in Traveler's Rest. Brother Ray, I hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Edie we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. And KA4END, Mr. Buddy, over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, buddy. Tell Pat and the rest of the family we said hello. And KC4W, Mr. Bill, he's down there in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. Hope all you folks are staying well and staying safe. Any others before we go to the reading of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. The DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got up on the swap net book is got a fellow looking for a rotator and control box. His little rotator died and he needs a new rotator for his beam. Does anyone need any fields? Got a fellow looking for a Kenwood AT230 antenna tuner. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Astron RS70A. That's a 70 amp power supply. He would like $250 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Got a fellow looking for a power cord for a Yaesu FT277. This thing is a rectangular 12 blade plug on the end of the power cord that plugs into the transceiver, and he can't seem to find one. Does anyone need any fields? For sale. A fellow has a box with all the packing material for a PS30. Kenwood PS30, and he would like $10 for the box and all the stuff that's in it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TM221A. That's a 2-meter transceiver. He said it was used for packet. Does not have a tone board, but it comes with the mounting bracket and the microphone, and he would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. A fellow has a 6-foot fiberglass 2-meter antenna. He would like $20 for it. Does anyone need any fields? What we got on the swap net book tonight, folks, is looking for a fellow looking for a J-pole, a 2-meter J-pole or a 2-meter 440 J-pole. If you've got one that will do both, he would like to have it. Does anyone need any fields? To conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight, folks, appreciate all you fine folks stay around and listen to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those that listed items, we appreciate that. We'll run these for a few weeks. When you sell or find the items you're looking for or wanting to sell, if you don't mind, let me know. That way I can keep my book straight on this end. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag you? Call KI4DOS. One listed on Rag You list tonight, and that's my Brother Ray up there at Traveler's Rest. Brother Ray, you staying dry, or you about to float away?
About to float away, Jerry. It's been kind of damp up here in the last couple of weeks. Sure did make the grass look good, though. I'm having to keep at it about every 2 to 3 days. I have to run the mowing machine over it and keep it under control. But I like it that way. I cut it high and let it get through good and thick, and it's like walking on a deep pile of carpet. Anyhow, that's beside the point. That goes with the territory when you have grass in your lawn. And, many years ago, I had a dream. I was, I guess, 4 or 5 years old when I started thinking about this. And I wanted to own a Buick automobile and a brick house with grass in the yard, Gary. How about that? I made it.
Talking about your the dream that you had since you were 4, that you wanted a Buick automobile and a brick house with grass in the yard, and then I think you keyed up to say something else, but I didn't get any audio that second go round. That's the reason I hadn't come back to you. But no, I hadn't lost you at all, Ray. But yeah, you got all you wished for and then some, I believe, Ray.
Yeah, believe it, Gary. I got a lot to be thankful for. It's been a lot of years under the bridge, and look back over them and see things that happen, and try to remember. It's surprising how much you can remember back when you were young. When you get a little older, that you couldn't remember when you was middle age. You tend to forget everything that happened when you're young, but the older you get, the more you remember it over.
I agree with you on that statement. I don't know what it is either, but I think we just close off some of them doors, you know, the connections in our brain, you know, we reroute them a little bit, and then when we start getting older, we said, well, where's this connection go to? And then all of a sudden, all these memories come flooding back. But that's a good thing, I guess. I'm not complaining about it. But I tell you what, I agree with you, Ray. I'm like you. I've been very blessed as well. Not only with material goods, but the main things were with good health.
Oh, yeah. You better believe that. I have helped to bury a lot of my friends that nowhere near how old I am. And that's something to be thankful for. But anyhow, we won't get into that too deep. I'm trying to get my garden planted, but looks like I'm going to have to get up and make some mud pies, then I can get it planted good. I had a humongous big turnip plant. It volunteered and came on up after we got through picking turnips last year. And that thing was 4 foot high. It's kind of tilted over now. And it was just loaded with seed. And I just left it alone. And I think he's been dropping his seed up there in the area around it, because I got turnips coming up all over the place over it.
But ain't Ray, you won't have to plant no turnip patch this year.
On my radio, Gary, I still hear you in there, but just kind of faded out. Hold on a second.
Alrighty, we'll hold on for a minute and talk to you. Hopefully we can get that thing straightened out. I hate it when your radio's not working the way you're supposed to.
Yeah, it come back up now. I'm okay now. Loud and clear. Anyhow, I got poking around in the freezer down in the basement the other day. And when I first started planting garden up here, plenty of gardens in other places, but I'm talking about starting up here is where I am now. I got a hold of some stuff they call Seneca Chief, and I like that breed of corn. You can get about 3 or 4 ears on every stalk, seemed like. The ears were not as big as some of the others, but they were good, and I tried to keep it going, and it didn't make it. They got to where I couldn't find the seed for the Seneca Chief. Well, a friend of mine down in Newberry gave me a bunch of garden seeds. Some had been years ago. I don't remember how far back it has been. But I put it down there in the freezer and just forgot all about it. And I was digging around down in that old freezer the other day, and I found that stuff, and I cut it out, and I had some turnip seed and some lettuce seed, and this package is Seneca Chief. I wonder what'll happen if I put that stuff in the ground. And I planted lettuce seed and turnip seed, and it's all coming up and doing real well. Looks like it's gonna make great. I guess there's something to that old business about freezing your seed and saving them for long term. Haven't got the Seneca Chief planted yet, but I'm gonna plant some of that, and I'm gonna try to see if I can't do it like I did the Texas Longhorn and save some seed off of it so I can keep it going, over.
It'll be the thing to do. I don't know how long seeds will keep if you freeze them, right? I don't guess. I'm sure somebody's done a study on them somewhere. But that Seneca Chief, I remember that. Of course, that's been several years ago. We planted it 1 year, and then we couldn't find it the next, and we've been planting Silver Queen white sweet corn ever since then. But I hope you have a lot of luck with that Seneca Chief. Gabriel brought me some corn seed over here. It's Peruvian corn. And these seeds are about twice the size of our normal corn seed around here. I planted a few of those, and it's popped up. And if you want me to, I'll bring you some of those up there, see if you can try it.
Well, I'm willing to try a little bit of most anything. I got some Golden Queen is what I bought originally, because that's what I've been using since I couldn't find the Seneca Chief. It makes a good corn. But you get one or two ears at the most off a stalk of corn, so you got to plant a lot of stalks to get a good crop of corn off of it. But it is good. But I'm going to try to rescue the Seneca Chief, and if I have any luck with it, I'll remind me, and I'll try to save some seed and give you some, too. I found out one thing. If you want to keep a line of seed going, you share with other people over.
Well, it does seem to help, Ray. I don't doubt that a bit in the world. And we don't mind sharing, do we?
Nope, that's the name of the game. If I give you a little bit and I lose mine, maybe you'll have some left and give it back to me.
Hey, make sure it keeps on going.
I almost lost my Texas Longhorn. I had a bad year and the okra didn't do any good and I didn't get any seed off of it for the next year. And I went out there to clean it off the garden that fall and I found a big old stalk out there. I says, this looks like Texas Longhorn and I'll save that. It was a big old hefty okra stalk. It had about four pods on it. And I rescued those pods and saved them and planted them next year. And now you see what I'm doing with the Texas Longhorn again.
I try to save a few seed each year off this year's crop. And I've got, I know I got a quart jar in there slap full of Longhorn okra seeds. I planted mine, oh gosh, 2 weeks ago. And it was warm for a couple of days, and then we got these cool days. And it's just now starting to pop its head up real good. But it looks like I got a pretty good stand out there now. But I was beginning to wonder about if I was going to have to replant.
Well, okra likes hot weather, hot and relatively dry. If it gets too wet or too cold, it just lays there and says, you better watch out or I won't come up. Anyhow, I guess I'll get off you, Gary, and go in and see if it round me up a cup of coffee. We did. I went to the grocery store a while ago and came back in. We got groceries enough to last us for another week or two. And everything's going along pretty good up on this end of town. Hope it continues to do that. And you and Joy have a good night, and I'll talk to you a little bit later, over.
Well, you and Edie have a great evening, what's left of it. Go in there and get you some coffee. And knowing Edie, she's probably got you a little something in there that you can snack on a little bit before you go to bed. But y'all have a great evening. Enjoy talking with you, as always. Look forward to getting up there and seeing you again. And having a cup of coffee, maybe with... Yeah, this mess is going around now. Maybe one day they'll turn us loose to where they say you can go visit your friends again instead of staying home. Anyway, we'd love to sneak off up there anyhow. You can't never tell, but I would give you a call first. But you have a great evening, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. And for comments, or is there anyone else that would like to make a comment, call KI4DOS. Appreciate all you fine folks that checked in with us tonight. Those that put items on the SwapNet book, we appreciate that. And like I say, we've had a good evening. So we're going to close it out at this point, and I'll send the net report to the repeater, and then I'll close out the rest of the net. Like I said, appreciate all you fine folks out there in Radio Land that checked in with me tonight. Come back tomorrow night. WG4MC, Mr. Matt will be calling. It'll be his night in the hot seat to give him a good dose of rider's cramp. And we will hopefully listen to you tomorrow night. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us, we will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.